WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Pipeline opponents launch a citizens' surveillance group to monitor the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. In response to last year's violence in Charlottesville, Virginia's Attorney General proposes making domestic terrorism a state crime. And state legislators debate giving driver's licenses to undocumented residents. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, January 24th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
A coalition of about 50 environmental groups in Virginia and West Virginia has just launched what they call a citizens' surveillance coalition to monitor pre-construction activity along the proposed route of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. From partner station WCVE, Charles Fishburne reports.
They call themselves the Pipeline CSI, Compliance Surveillance Initiative, and spokesman Larry Freeman of the Allegheny Blue Ridge Alliance says they plan to fill information gaps left by government and regulatory agencies.
Given the reality that pre-construction activities have already begun, we believe that citizen oversight is essential.
Last week, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission granted a Dominion request to begin cutting trees in areas where easements have been obtained, but on a very limited basis. Freeman says hundreds of volunteers will be out in the woods documenting water quality and even using aerial reconnaissance and sharing the information with regulatory agencies and the media. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring is pushing to make domestic terrorism a state crime in response to the deadly white supremacist rally in Charlottesville last year. The Daily Press reports that Herring and Democratic Delegate Marcia Price are pushing for legislation that would define domestic terrorism as a violent or criminal act aimed at intimidating someone based on race, religion, or other factors. The legislation would also require the state police to identify and designate domestic terrorist organizations and assign penalties for helping those groups or participating in them. Also, the Virginia Senate has passed legislation aimed at allowing guns in places of worship in response to a deadly church shooting in Texas. The Republican-controlled chamber voted along party lines on Tuesday to approve the measure, which would repeal a state law prohibiting weapons in a place of worship during a religious service. A state attorney general's opinion from 2011 says current law already allows Virginians to carry guns in churches, subject to a church's permission. But GOP Senator Ben Chafin, the bill's sponsor, said the legislature needed to clarify and cement the right to carry a gun in church into law if a church allows it. Last year, a gunman opened fire during a Sunday service at a Baptist church in Texas, killing more than two dozen worshipers. Hundreds of advocates for immigrants will be in Richmond Wednesday for a contentious committee hearing. As Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, the hearing will consider a bill that would provide documents to the undocumented.
Should undocumented immigrants be given driver's licenses? Or perhaps more specifically, should they be given temporary driving permits? Republican Senator Bill Carrico of Grayson County is chairman of a committee that's already killed that idea several times.
It's going to give the impression to a law enforcement officer that this is a legal individual here because they have gotten the license. It would give them a little bit more of ability to thwart the law.
Just the opposite, says Senator Scott Surabell, a Democrat from Fairfax County. He says it would help law enforcement because it would reduce the number of hit-and-run accidents. Fewer people would flee because they fear being deported.
You cannot live without the ability to drive legally. I mean, right now there are people who are in fear of being arrested because they're driving their child to the doctor or a soccer game or getting them to school or to get to their job.
Last year, his bill died on an 8-7 vote. Sorovel says he's hopeful this year he might be able to get at least one Republican vote by designing the IDs to make clear that they are not Virginia driver's licenses. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
After months of uncertainty, Congress has passed long-term funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program. For Virginians, that means more than 60,000 low-income children will be able to keep their coverage. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory No Payne reports.
Linda Nablo is chief deputy director of Virginia's Medicaid program. Nablo had several letters drafted and ready to send to families, depending on what happened with the children's health insurance program. She's excited to be able to send what she calls the best letter.
Concern has passed. The program remains. Your child is still covered. So I'm waiting for that letter to get the final approval, and we hope to have it printed and in the mail in about 48 hours.
Since September, Nablo had been preparing to shut down the popular health insurance program because Congress had let funding lapse. But as part of the short-term budget deal ending the government shutdown, the federal government has agreed to keep paying for CHIP for 6 more years. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
For WMRE News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.